Blog Talk Radio.
You know now, since the truth is spreading everywhere, you know a lot of people waking up. You know everybody want to be Israel now.
Everybody wanna be
you know,
Israel. Since we're about to get this kingdom.
Where was y'all when we was going through the struggle?
This kingdom.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody wanna.
What was you claiming to be before you found out the truth? You know what I'm saying? Go check your bloodline, man. You know, I'm hearing, I'm seeing some Edomites out here claiming that they Gad and, you know, they Issachar. You know, show me some DNA, man.
Everybody wanna be.
You know, what was your nationality? You know, you was claiming before you found out the truth. You know, are y'all getting, you know, the best jobs? You know, while my people was out here struggling. The first fight and the last high. You know, when y'all was getting the best promotion. But now you want to be down here with the low class people. Since you know we about to get this kingdom. You know what I'm saying? You must have read Isaiah 14 and 1. You know, about how y'all going to be our handmaids and servants when it's all over. You know? See, now some Gentiles think, you know, y'all gonna get our salvation when our kingdom comes. Oh, nah, partner. You know, you read a few scriptures and found out that these chosen people gonna get this everlasting kingdom. Now you wanna be us. You know, the best thing you can do is line up with these commandments and get ready to be my handmaid and my servant. You know, that's what you gonna do. You know. Some of y'all used to walk around here saying, oh, I got white blood in my family. That's why I got good hair. You know, but now what you want to be?
Everybody wants
you know,
to be
you can find out that these nappy head people running around here are the chosen ones. You know, the ones of the book. Now you want to be us. You know, show me some proof, man. You know, you're going to fit these curses. You ain't with us. You know. You Gentiles gonna have the outer court, and you will not be stepping foot up in our kingdom. You know? Oh, now you wanna get our salvation. But now, while you was living good up in your big house, you know, driving nice cars with a big bank account full of money, me and my people was down here struggling. You know what I'm saying? But now, how you about to give us back everything? You know? Oh, you got people out here talking about their dad. You know, oh, they Issachar, oh, they Ephraim, white as snow talking about they Jews. Is that right? Man, they've been lying to us for years, man. Now we can find out who we are, man. You know, if your bloodline don't line up, you know, and don't go back to slavery, you know, the slave trade, or any kind of slave dealing with the Hebrews, you know, what you doing claiming any of this? So yeah, that new kingdom that's coming down, you Gentiles and you wicked Israelites will not have no place in it. You know, where's your melon, man? You know, where the melon in your skin? You want to be Israel now, though.
Everybody wanna be.
You can check your bloodline, man. You know, who was your forefather? You know? Romans 9, 6, 7. Now as though the words of Most High have taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Revelations 2 and 9. I know thy works and thy tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So if your bloodline don't line up with them people that's in Revelation 7, fall back, man. Fall back.
Everybody wanna be.
Cause Yeshua gonna separate everything when he get back. You know, I know a lot of people ain't gonna like this song, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. About to get this kingdom, man.
This kingdom.
Yeah. Shalom to all the 12 tribes of Israel. Many blessings to all y'all. We about to get this kingdom, man.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the first time I heard that song, Elder. That was a very nice song. Very nice
Dang.
Song. Everybody wanted, trying to be Israel now. And the brother was rapping. And I was listening to the words he was saying. Beautiful melody. But I wish it was that easy. I'm gonna be very honest and frank. I wish it was that easy, my brother, the songwriter of that song.
Mm-hmm.
Wish it was that easy. It's not just gonna be about the melanin. Not gonna just be about the tribe of Israel. You know, we were all excited when we heard the truth. Those of us who Yahshuk. And awaken, but here's the scripture, Romans 9:27, it says, though the number of the children of Israel, now, we just dealing with Israel, we're not dealing with the heathen, we're not dealing with the other nations, so calm down, Israel, we're only talking about you right now. Okay, so stop all this Edomite talk just for a second, okay? It says, this is just addressed to you, to us. It says, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea. Now, that's innumerable. You can't even count that, right? I mean, you can't even count you could put scoop up the sand with one hand on a beach. You can't even count the grains of sand in your own hand. Now, he's talking about the sand of the sea. I mean, just think of the beach, how big some of the beaches are by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A grain of sand. And you trying to go out of the water into the water because it's sand. The ocean floor is sand. You could dig. I don't know how deep it goes till you start getting into a different layer like crust and sedimentary and all that. All around the earth. To put it short, you can't count it. It's innumerable. I don't know if I'm saying the word right. You can't count it. That's how numerous is the descendants of Israel right now. That's an analogy. So, what does that say? Though the number is beyond counting, only a remnant will be saved. So my good brother who wrote that song, I'm sorry, my brother, it's going to take, he says, show me some, Elder, I like that song, I like the beat, I like the flow of it.
Yeah.
You know,
you know,
it's new to me, it's weird, I thought I heard a lot of the, you know, Israelite songs, I never heard that one, you'd be finding some. He says, show me some DNA. Brother, it's going to take more than that to get into the kingdom because most of us aren't going to make it. When I say us, I don't intend to be one of those who are outside the camp. I want to be one of those who make it. But when the brothers say DNA, hey, it's going to be a lot of Hebrews, Israelites with the DNA that could connect them back to Yahshua's time, to Moshe's time, and maybe beyond, but it's not going to make a bit of difference. You don't get in by your DNA. That's not carte blanche. No, it takes more than that. You got to love Yah. And why I say love Yah, I know people say keep his commandments and all that. All that is part of that. That's all wrapped up in loving Yah. You know, you could try to make this a legal thing and try to say, well, I keep the Sabbath every. You got to love Yah. And you want to know the definition of love? Yeah, of course. Go to 1 John 5 and 3. And this is the love of Yah, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. They're not grievous to those who love him. So what are we talking about tonight? Well, Elder came up with the Ruach gave him a great title. And that subject is, they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. They that hate the righteous shall be desolate. And we are getting that out of Psalms 34:21. And if you're looking at your King James Bible, it might not read verbatim because this is out of the Scriptures version of the Bible. They that hate the righteous shall be desolate. And we're going to go into that. This is going to be a shortened night tonight, abbreviated, you know, edition. So stick with us. It's not the length. It's not the length, but it's the quality. That's within the time that Yah has allotted us. So with no further ado, tonight is just Elder Yael and myself. And we're going to go ahead and kick this off. And Elder Yael, I'm going to turn this over to you, brother. Hallelujah.
Okay, all right. To thy elder. I tell you, you know, when I was listening to that song, you know, one thing, you know, it's amazing when you can hear children sing too, you know. It's really good, especially when they are being taught to praise Yah through their singing and so forth, you know. And but we know there's so many strange doctrines that are going on out there, so we definitely have to be careful about the doctrines, the messages that people give out there, are giving out there. So, and that is excellent that you caught right on to what was being said there through that song, you know, which is good. Now, when we look at the title of this program that we have tonight, this is something else that I had to, I really loved the thought that I was thinking when I read this. It says here, again, and those who hate the righteous are desolate, you know. And so when I read that and I look at that, I said, you know, this is a situation where people, and we know a lot of people out there that does not like the people that are keeping the commandments, that are trying to keep the commandments, okay? Because we know righteousness, we're not talking about our own righteousness. You know, we're talking about the righteousness of Yah, you know, because we know when we look in Psalms 119 and verse 172, it says, all your commandments, all your commands are righteousness. You see, and that's why I go there with that, because I said, whoa, you know, people that are, you know, and as a matter of fact, we can read in the history, even in the scriptures, we can see all the way through where, you know, the righteous people, those that are that really taught the commandments and lived them, they've been persecuted all the way down through history. I mean, really persecuted. You know, that's why Yah says those that hate the righteous. In one verse it says, instead of saying desolate, it says are guilty. They are guilty, you know. And so I look at that and I said, you know, there is a lot of people, a lot of guiltiness out here, you know, especially in these governments, you know, when they look at the people of Yah. And they just hate them. They can't, you know, there. And not only that, especially what's going on even over here where I live. You know, I try to teach the commandments, how important it is that we learn how to keep Yah's laws, okay, and live them, you know, because we know that's important for us, you know. And it's almost like you get a cold face turned against you. I mean, it's like you just, you know, may as well. They just don't appreciate it. You could tell they don't. It's just not appreciated at all by some, you know, not all. Because we know Yah has his sheep out there. He said, my sheep, you know, they'll hear my voice. But you got these goats out there, these things that people out there that just can't help themselves. They just can't stand the truth, you know. And, you know, when I look at verse Psalms chapter 140 and verse 11, you know, I also like the way it reads, and it tells us, let a slanderer let not a slanderer be established in the earth. Let evil hunt the man of violence speedily. You see? So these are things that are coming up on people that are out there slanderers against those of us who walk according to the word of Yah as best we could. We can't, you know? And so that's what we got to understand. There are haters out there, you know? There are haters. And so... But, you know, Yah's word is always there to comfort us, you know, and that's why we try to stay with the word, you know. He tells us in Zechariah 2, chapter 8, he says, those who touches, he that touches you touches the apple of my eye. So we know that when we are keeping and trying to live close to Yah, you know, we have to face the evil one out here, the wicked one, because we know He is not going to give up on persecuting the righteous, those that are living, trying to live according to Yah's word. He's not. That's why I think it tells us somewhere in Revelation, Satan have already raised war against the children of Israel. He hates them, you know. You know, you can see all these things that are going on out there, you know, even in this country, even in this world, I put it that way, because you know, when you look at who is really running things, you know, who's really driving this government, it's those people that the scripture talks about in Revelation, the synagogue of Satan, you know, Revelation 3:9. You have to think about that, you see. And we see things that are developing out there in these governments, you see. And it seems to all be trying to wedge us, close us in. Or prepare to destroy us. You know, when we look over there and see what's going on in Africa, how people have come from every country on the planet of the earth to do whatever they can to interrupt the life of those people. There's a lot of them over there now are starting to try to wake up, you see. But those governments over there in Africa, they are corrupt. They've been corrupt, and they allow themselves to mingle and mix with the other governments, and they've been allowed to come over there and just do things to our people, to the people, you know. And we know that we have a lot of Hebrew Israelites still in Africa, you know, from the time way back when we were snatched out of there and so forth. Our people, our ancestors, a lot of them are still there, you know. And so, we have to realize that we got relatives over there right now, and so we have to realize that, because we can tell because of the things that we see that are going on with them, you know, people sneaking over there, deceiving the women, giving them shots, drugs that are making them sterile, you know. And a lot of times we see these same people coming right from here, you know, right from here, moving, yeah. Even over there with the so-called vaccines, and those vaccines, they already done fixed them up to mess people up, you see? And so we know that these are things that we see those persecutors are coming against the children of Israel, Yah's people. You know, I mean, they won't give up. They won't give it. They won't give up. You know, Proverbs said in verse 8, Proverbs 8, chapter 8, verse 36, it says, "But he that sinneth against me ruineth his own soul. All that hate me love death." You see? So we see these things from these different nations, how they start to pile up over there in Africa, you know, and do whatever they can get away with towards those people that are undermining, that is dirty, you know, that is filthy. You know, they want you to be defiled. Even the rice, a lot of that stuff we see coming out of China, even over here. And I suggest you check out any rice that you buy, because we're finding out that, you know, they put in plastic. You think you got a good pile of good set of rice that you just cooked for yourself, and the next thing you know, it's full of plastic. And you got to know what you're looking for in order to be able to determine, to tell that that's what's going on with that rice. You see? And so a lot of things that they're doing, somewhere, somebody, one of those nations out there, are doing things to try to destroy Yah's people. You see? Because like I said, they know, they already understand that we are coming up on the end of that 400 years. They know it. And I think they're looking at the scripture too, and they see what the scripture has said. But I think they're being deceived. A lot of people are being deceived into thinking that they can overthrow or prevent the things that Yah has said he's going to do, you know, at the end of the 400 years. You know, he told Abraham he's going to, first of all, he said he's going to judge the nation that held us here in this 400-year captivity. He's going to judge that nation. And so when we're looking at Yah's judgment, we're looking at a lot of plagues. All we got to do is look back on what Yah's judgment was in Egypt just before he delivered Israel out of there. You see? So when we think about these things, we got to see the big picture, because there's a lot of things that are going on that are affecting us, okay? But you know what he tells us? He's always given us promise. He said the integrity, Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. But the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them, which means they're going to self-destruct with all of their perversion that they're trying to perpetrate upon the people of Israel. You see? They're going to, this is stuff that they are actually doing to bring trouble upon themselves, bring destruction. You see? And so that's why we got to constantly hold fast to Yah's word, his promises, and we got to believe them. We got to believe his word, okay? Don't let the devil come along and trick you and try to make you doubt Yah's word, you see? Because that's what he's in the business about there trying to do. He wants you to be deceived, and he works underhandedly. He don't want you to know that he is the one pulling all of these strings to try to get you, have you destroyed, you know? Because we look at some things, look at what's going on. All of a sudden now, Israel, well, they've started, you know, some time ago, kicking out all of the bruisers, all of those people that they even took a plane a few years back and brought them over into the land over there. And now, all of a sudden, you know, the people that even they brought is not even good enough to be in that land over there with them. They are to get rid of their tribe. In fact, they pay so much money. They pay in each person, each family. I don't know how it goes, but each family is like something like $3,500 or something, or $3,500. I don't know, you know. But they're paying to get rid of those brews out of that land, you know. So you know something has got to be going on in the minds of the synagogue of Satan if this is what they now have started doing, you know. to the Hebrew Israelites. And I think one reason what made me think, really, is that they just doing that because they, if they can figure out a way, do anything, provoke anybody out there, any one of these powerful governments to go to battle with each other, especially don't go to battle with where they know a bunch of Hebrew Israelites are concentrated in, like the United States or Africa, stuff like that, then they figure that they will get a chance. That that would be something that is happening to us, did destroy them, so that now they can rise to the forefront. Like, yeah, we're the real ones. We're the true children of the Bible. But you see, they can't. I mean, Yah is already ahead of them. Anything, any wicked plans, any wicked devices that they come out with, Yah is already ahead of them. Okay? So that's why, again, trust the word of Yah. Okay? Trust that. Don't let nothing cause you to doubt Yah's promises. Okay? Because that's what is going on. There's a whole lot of wickedness that is taking place, and it's taking place through these wicked governments. These governments are out there, especially the synagogue of Satan. When I look at the hold, the stronghold that they have with this government, you know, it's like they use this government. You know, they get so much money from us every year, billions of dollars transported right over there, work. Money that we work for, we pay taxes on, they take it, they get it sent, sucked in right over there to them, you know. And for some reason, these Christians, supposed to be Christians, that are supposed to be, that are running this nation, it's almost like their minds are shut down. They are, you know, and they don't see what they're dealing with, you know. They think Israel over there, yeah, we gotta protect Israel, you know, and we don't have to be. They could call us whatever they want to, anti-Semites or whatever they want to do, you know, that's up to them. But, you know, we as a people, the children of Israel, the Hebrew Israelites, we never started a war against them ever, you know, since the 400 years that I remember. You know, I can't trace in the time that we did. And so they always have picked on us. You know, they're the ones enslaved us. They're the one did all these things to us, you see. And now it's getting time for the big payback. You know, everybody seems to be going berserk. They're going out of their mind, you know, because they know Yah will deal with them just at the time that he said he would, you know. He said after that 400 years, the nation that they serve, he will judge. You see? He will judge them. You see? And since Israel seems to be so much a part of this Babylon here that we're sitting in, I guess that judgment also will spill over into them too. You know, right on that, right up on their heads, because they are sitting over here running the government here. So, you know, when I look at that, these kind of things, I have to wake up. We have to really wake up and make sure that pray to Yah that he would keep our eyes open and protect us through all of this craziness, you know. Pray that we will escape all of the things that we see that is coming up on this earth, you know. And he promised us, he gave us one promise, and let me see, in Revelation 3:9, he says, well, let's look at verse 8, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one is able to shut it, that you have little power, yet have guarded my word and have not denied my name. You see, that's very important, that we don't deny his name. I think we touched upon that name situation last week when we were looking at Exodus, I believe, and we saw the things that our people have done. Let's see, Exodus 23, you know, verse 13. And in all that I have said to you, take heed and make no mention of the name of the mighty ones. Let it not be heard from your mouth. You know, we touched on that a little bit, Elder, last week. And, you know, and we see what done happened even in the amongst our people, that we have caught on, just jumped on something, and that it has just spread it like a disease through amongst us. You know, it's like they'd rather call Yah something else than to call him by his name, than to honor his name. You see? See, and so when we think about that, we have to remember what Yah told us here, even in verse 10 in Revelation 3:9, because you have guarded my word of endurance, I also shall guard you from the hour of trial which shall come up on all the world to try those who dwell on the earth. You see? So we have a promise here. Yah will guard us. He will protect us through this hour, you know, during this hour of trial that is coming upon the whole world, you know. And so we don't have to go out depressed, you know, because of the things that we see coming upon this earth. In fact, Hosea chapter 13, verse 9 tells us, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. You see? In other words, we have done things to ourselves. You know, again, calling up on these false names, calling Yah something that's some kind of God, you know, a goddess. You see? We have destroyed ourselves. But he also tells us in that same verse, but in me is thine help. You see? So we can turn back to Yah for our help, so that he can deliver us from the big deception that is going on out here, that is crawling through our nation, the nation of Israel, those who don't feel like they will even try to understand the truth, you know. But he will help us if we come back to him. He's talking to Israel. Oh, Israel, you see? And that's us, you see? And so these are the things that is time for us to wake up and realize, you know, what's going on. First of all, that is going on around us, because it ain't no joke. You see, we see this trade war going on between Trump and China, and we also, well, Trump represents the United States, and so we see things that's going on down in Venezuela. You know, Russia is there, China is there, and United States down there meddling around, you know, trying to do things there that don't seem like it's going to ever work for him. Because I think even today, one of our representatives was over in Russia, and he mentioned something about Russia pulling out of there, down in Venezuela down there, where the trouble spot is there. And what's his name, Putin? He said that is not likely. That is not likely that we're going to do that. You see? And so we see something there. That's another potential trouble that could just jump off any day. And we know what's going on with, I hope you pay some attention to the news a little bit. North Korea had a big ship of some kind of, I believe, coals or whatever. They're supposed to have been breaking the treaty but some kind of sanction that they have agreed to do. And North Korea got, I guess, caught trying to breaking through that sanction, you see. And his boat got seized by this country, the United States. And so now, of course, North Korea, you know, he don't like that. Kim Jong-un, he can't handle that. And he's not going to just stand by. He's going to start those rockets flying again. In fact, he shut off two of them. I think it was just last week. Yeah, two of them. And the minute he shot his off, then two rockets got shut off from the United States over there where they are, out there wherever they were. You know, and it was like, oh, it's just a coincidence. But, you know, we better think this thing through and look at what's going on and watch what's going on, okay? Because these things these are the potentials for that trouble that Yahushua said that will be coming upon this earth like it has never been since the beginning of the world, even up until this time. You see, that day is coming. It's almost right now. And the only way we're going to be protected through this thing is you got to look at the word, trust it, hide yourself in the name of Yah, in Yah's name. You see? Hide yourself in his name. You see, because I believe Psalms 91 tells us some things there, you know, and so that we can, because we don't have no army. I don't have no military as a Hebrew Israelite, you know, that I can protect myself with, get out there and fight with, you know. We just, we got to trust Yah. Yah, and we better now start calling out to Yah, calling on him, crying out to him, you know, so that he will hear us just like he heard his people in the past, okay? So that's what we need to remember. Remember, because it tells us in Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret places of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yah, my refuge and my stronghold, my Yah, in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth, listen to that, is a shield and armor. That's what we got to remember, okay? You are not afar of the dread. Hold on, let me take something out here. Okay? It says, you are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of destruction that ravages at midday. See that? 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. You see? So only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the wrong one, because you have made Yah your refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil befalls you. So this is what we got to remember. This is his word. This is our word. If we remember that, hide ourselves under the shadow of his wings, okay? The Most High himself. And trust it. Realize that, you know, you have, this is, these words are trustworthy. All right? So, Elder, I know y'all probably leading you with something, okay? So, let me go ahead and let you come on up, because, you know, we said we're going to have this a short and tight, but we're going to let y'all lead, okay? We're just letting y'all take over. All right. So, Elder, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over into your hand. All right.
Hallelujah, Elder. I'm not going to be before you, before our listeners long at all tonight. I was enjoying what you were saying, Elder. I enjoy this topic. We were saying that they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. I'm looking at, we're a divided people right now. You know, I'm talking about Israelites globally and locally here. And when I say locally, I'm not just talking about my city. I'm talking about the country we're in, which is the United States. We're pretty much as divided as they come right now. Black men, you know, a lot of black men don't want to be with black women. Black women don't want to be with black men. You know, we're just about all kind of division, class division. We have that old Willie Lynch, the color line, the complexion, the light skin, dark skin division. Man, we have division, young and old, right down the Willie Lynch hierarchy, he said. Divide the old from the young from the old, male from the female, female from the male, light skin, dark skin, the slaves in the higher class plantations from the slaves in the lower class plantations. So today, those who are in the hood, the people, the so-called Israelites who are doing a little better, look down on them. We're divided in every which way you can think of right now. Mm. And that's strictly against what Yahushua had prayed for. He prayed that Yah let them be one, even as we are one. Let them be one.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you narrow it down to this awakening, we're divided. I mean, you have Negroes would swear that every white person is an Edomite. You have Negroes who would swear that the Mexicans and the so-called Native Americans are Israelites, when they're no more Israelites than a German or Englishman.
Mm.
We are just divided. So, what happens to Yahushua's prayer when he says, Father, let them be one? You know, Yah says, my word that goeth forth out of my mouth shall not return void. So his prayer is going to be answered. And he says, he's in his word, he's going to deal with the rebels. Yes, the rebels will be dealt with. So, who are the haters? The haters are not just outside the camp. The haters are also within the camp. Remember, we're talking about they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. And that goes from inside and outside.
Okay.
Here's a scripture. My mother used to quote this. It's in Matthew 18:6. It says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, which obey me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that they were drowned in the depth of the sea. So, you know, our Hebrew brothers come against us speaking hate, just like the so-called white man or heathen come against us, speaking hate, speaking offense, and we're not talking about just in words. We're talking about in deed, too. We're talking about in thought, word, and deed. It says they shall be desolate when you come against the righteous. You know, I have a testimony. I've been turned down on jobs before that I know I was qualified for, but the people who were the decision makers decided to go another way. Okay, that's a perfect example of indeed, not just in word, but the people in power who have decision-making authority, and they abuse that power over the righteous, they're thrown into that category. It says they shall be desolate. In other words, they shall be dealt with by Yah. Here's a good example. I'm going to read. This is back in the Old Testament in Numbers 12:8. We see a couple of people who went against Yah's servant, Moshe.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any respect. You know, when it says they that hate, that means offend or hate or disrespect. And Yah brought it to their face and says, why did you not respect my servant? Now, let me read the story. It's a short story. It's in Numbers 12, book of Numbers 12. I'm going to go to it now. Bear with me. Don't have my Bible. I'm reading on a computer.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. Numbers 12. It says, and Miriam, and start at verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman
whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And, you know, Elder, we have to deal with this a little bit. You had a lot of ignorant people, some willingly ignorant, you know, they knew better, but they played ignorant. We had people who tried to act like this was an interracial marriage, white marrying a black. That's why Miriam and Aaron made a big, you know, to-do about it. This was not a white marrying a black. These were two black nationalities, one Israelite, one Cushite, Ethiopian, and they were both black. Okay, that's like a English person from England marrying a German person, both white, European. Is that an interracial marriage? Okay, that's not an interracial marriage. They're different nationalities. They're different nations. That's the same here. German and England, same color. White skin. Ethiopian, Israelite, same color, black skin. Okay, so this wasn't an interracial marriage. I've heard that foolishness before. I had just had to point that out. I'm not going to let any of this foolishness escape us. It says, okay, so they got on him for marrying a woman of a different nationality. Now, verse 2, and they said, hath Yah indeed spoken only by Moshe? Listen at him. Hath he not spoken also by us? And Yah heard it. Verse 3, now the man Moshe was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yah spake suddenly to Moshe and unto Aaron and Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. Verse 5, and Yah came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he says, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I, Yah, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. Now listen, he's making a distinction between Moses and, you know, I hate to put it like this, but the run-of-the-mill prophet, his other prophet. He said, Moses is different. He says, with him I will speak mouth to mouth. See, he's not just speaking to him in dreams and visions. Verse 8 says, with him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yah shall he behold. Now, he's going to ask them a question. Okay, remember, it says, they that hate righteousness shall be desolate. That means they will suffer the consequences. It says, he's asking them a question, Miriam and Aaron. He says, wherefore then were ye not, why were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? Yah says, you see how I treat him different. You see the miracles I perform through him. You see I allowed him up on the mountain and not you guys. You see, when he came down from the mountain, his face glowed, it shone. You see, when he speaks, things happen. When he uses staff, things happen. Why are you not afraid? He's my representative. Where do you think he's getting his power from? Where do you think he's getting his authority from? Why were you not respectful of that, of his position? Why were you not respectful of him being a representative of mine? And it says, and the anger of Yah was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous. white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moshe, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. It says, let not her be as one dead of him of whom the flesh is half consumed when he come out of his mother's womb. And it says, and Moshe cried unto Yah, saying, heal her now, O Yah, I beseech thee. So you see its consequences. We read that scripture in Psalm 34:21. They that hate righteous, the righteous shall be desolate. God doesn't just sit by idle and let his righteous ones be abused and misused and disrespected. There are consequences. Yah says he's my representative. It says, when you disrespect and hate one of my representatives whom I send, you hate and disrespect me. There are going to be consequences for that behavior, dire consequences. And we could see the example of Miriam. Miriam was put outside the camp in later verses. I just didn't want to read the whole chapter. Put outside the camp for 7 days, even though Moshe begged on her behalf, you know, to let her be restored. Yah says, well, you know, I'll hear your prayer, but I'm not going to do it in the time you want it. She's going to be outside the camp 7 days because the people got to know there are consequences for going against the righteous. So, elder, we are a divided people right now. Yehoshua put a prayer out. We have to work to fulfill that prayer. We have to do our part, so to speak. We have to walk circumspectly. We have to walk in accordance with his words, with his laws and commandments. If we're going to become one, we're not going to do it by saying, hey, you got to listen to my doctrine and adhere to my doctrine, or the brother over here saying, no, you got to listen to my doctrine, or the people on YouTube or Facebook saying, no, you got to listen to my doctrine. We have to come together under the Ruach HaKodesh and say, Yah, let your will be done. Not our will, but your will be done. We have to become one. We have to become one. Because if we don't become one, the prayer that Yehoshua put out is going to be pushed forward. In other words, time is going to keep going. Now, his prophecy is going to come to pass, but we are going to have to get in order. Now, the scary part is when it says only a remnant is going to be saved, how many is Yah going to have to cut off in that scripture in Romans 9:27, how many is he going to have to cut off for his prayer to come true? Because one thing we know, his prayer is going to come true. It's not going to return void. So how many is he going to have to cut off? Are we all just going to, as a big multitude, humble ourselves and become one? Well, no. Why I say no? Because the word says only a remnant is going to make it. So it's not going to be a big group. And it's not saying I'm special, you're special. but the ones who humble themselves and circumcise their hearts, those are the ones that's going to make it in.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who endure. So, Elder, I look at a lot of online ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks they're right. And they probably say, well, you guys think you're right too.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if the ministry is not pointing people to be independent, to be dependent on Yah and not dependent on their ministry,
mm-hmm.
those ministries are coming up short. I don't care if they're ours or others. I see too many ministries mm-hmm. that are pretty much are trying to get membership. I'm not talking about like a church, but in other words, they're trying to get people to come back to our ministry. A ministry should be to get the listeners to be totally dependent on Yah. That
mm-hmm.
should be their sole goal, their only goal. If I could help lead you to Yah.
Okay.
Other than that, it's really worthless. It's really in vain, because you're really telling people, just like these doctors out here, I can't cure your condition, but I could treat it. I could keep giving you medicine until you die. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep getting your money. You know, I'm not going to cure you. You got to keep coming back to me, and I'll keep treating your condition with these pharmaceuticals, and I'll keep getting your money. But if he really cared and he was really truthful, he'll show the cure. You know, like they say, Dr. Sebi had the cure for AIDS
mm-hmm.
and these other diseases. And I'm not saying what happened to Dr. Sebi, but it's just like a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
If you're honest and you're really led by the Ruach HaKodesh, your goal would be leading the people to be totally dependent on Yah and not the ministry that Yah is giving you. So, Elder, that's all I have for tonight. I know it went off course a little bit, but I had to
mm-hmm.
go by my spirit.
Right.
And I, over the last few days, the last few weeks, I've been listening to a lot of different ministries online. And some
mm-hmm.
I respect. I respect the people. Because, I mean, they look like good people, good, honest people. But I looked at it, and it looked just like I was looking at the American medical institution. It looked like they were just trying to treat people, treat them to say, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep coming back every 6 months, get a checkup. But they
yeah.
were going to keep coming back. Every video I have, keep coming back listening to me. That's where you need to be. No, the people need to be led to Yah. The people need to learn how to be mature spiritually, to call on Yah for themselves, to trust Yah for themselves.
That's
it, Elder. I pray the Ruach that Yah has given people an ear to hear. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying because, you know, again, most doctors out there, they treat the sickness. They don't treat the cause of the sickness. In order to get rid of sickness and an illness that you got to find out, hey, what is causing this? You know, why is you having this problem? Something is going on in there that we need to figure out so that we can stop it, and then all of a sudden you will start better, feeling better, you know. And that's how we got to look at these things, you know. Out here we see those, like you said, they're treating other things, not the reason why. You can't stop people from, you got to be able to get the people to trust in Yah, know Yah, you see? And once they get to know Yah, then they go to Yah for themselves. And then that's where you get that personalized attention from Yah, you know? And then you find yourself experiencing the healing, healing from the sins that we've been caught up in, you know, being strong enough to overcome them, you know, being strong enough to walk away and turn it down, you know, because that's what we got to get. You know, that's why he said he that overcometh, you know, so we got to overcome these things that are messing, that's got us, that's holding us down into this darkness, you see? And in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40 says, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Father himself giveth thee, okay, forever. See? And you go on over to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12, says, though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fears Yah. You see, in other words, respect Yah enough to be obedient to his word, his laws, his commandments, which fear before him. You see, so that's what we got to do. You see, we got to be able to get an understanding so that we can understand why are we so weak, why we can't overcome this sin problem that we have, you know? So I remember talking to a young lady. She was crying, talking about the mistakes that she made, and she can't figure out why. I just keep making the same ones. And, you know, boy, I just had to talk to her, tell her, look, it's why you making these same mistakes. First, you got to turn away from that lifestyle that you're living. You know, as long as you're out there in it and you're participating in it, yeah, you're going to experience the same old dumb things happening to you. You know, the same old clowns that are getting in your face, calling, cursing you out and calling you these different names, you know, and talking down on you like you're nothing. It's because of the participating that you're doing out there with that crowd. You got to come out of there, you see? In Isaiah 3, verse 10, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. You see? So Yah has given us the promises. He's told us what he will do for us. But we got to learn to know this and accept it. And that means we've got to listen to his word. You know, because when he speaks, he say what I say to one, I say to all. You see? He's speaking to us. Just because the man is up there in the pulpit, or just because he's sitting on YouTube behind a camera, you know, hey, that doesn't mean he don't speak to you too. You know, Yah speaks to all of us individually, okay? And so we don't have to think that we got to depend on somebody else, because it tells us, cursed is the man who makes our flesh, his, you know, he leans on it, his trust. You see, cursed is that man. So you got to learn to not let yourself, allow yourself to be depending on some other person, you know, because, you know, like the elder just brought out, usually they have some ulterior motive. They want your money. they ain't playing about that, you know. They want your membership, what it turns out to be. A lot of times, you know, people be getting worship from the people. Stealing the worship, stealing the praise, you know? So,
I just want to say this. I think all of us, you know, myself included, all of us need to take a hiatus sometimes away from other ministry and just seek Yah for yourself. I don't care if it's our ministry. Are all the various online ministries, YouTube, Facebook, you know, wherever else they might have them online. All the listeners out there, and I knew I got off subject, but I have to follow the Ruach. And so that's why I said the things that I said, because some of us are becoming too independent, and we start picking and choosing. We have our favorites, and, you know, we tune in, we wait, see if they have a video coming and everything, and then these people say something wrong, and what we do, we gloss over it. We don't care. You know, we're like in their fan section. Next thing you know, you read the comments. Man, you know, I'm just going to say this. I have been on some people's videos. I mean, some popular YouTubers supposed to be in this truth, the Israelites. Some of them are men. Some of them are women. Some of them are men and women, you know, husband and wife. And I see when they go off, and instead of people discerning, instead of them being like the Bereans, that, you know, to take it back and studying the word to see whether those things are true, people are in their cheering sections. You look at the comment section, people are praising them like they're God. Oh, yeah, I use you. Thank you. This is no different from the pagan church. Christianity, where people just worship the pastor. I mean, it's sickening. Yeah. I've heard some people say gross error. I mean, I'm not going to call it out, them out by name right now, because I'm not a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I don't know all of this libel stuff. You know, say something wrong, say these people's name, and they, I mean, these people are just human beings. They I don't care if they call themselves righteous. They'll sue you in a second. And so I'm not going to call out any names, but these people have said some gross errors, and instead of anybody catching it, you just look in the comment section, and people are cheering them on like they're gods. Nobody hardly talked. And the few people who might call, I say, oh, my goodness, finally one person. And then all the little groupies come around them and start condemning the people who called out their error. Come on, this is sick. You got to be God for yourself. Shaul said, "Let a man examine himself to see whether he's really in this faith." Take a break from us and any other ministry. Get into Yah for yourself. Get into his word. Seek his faith with all your might. Cry out to him. Ask him to fill you with his Ruach, to fill you with his anointing. This is not no game. This is not entertainment. You know, people come to church and they sit in these cushy seats. They sit there and, you know, sit back. These thousands of seat mega churches, sit back and let people entertain them. Singers come out playing the guitar and singing, and, you know, soloists. And then the preacher come out and hollering around, dancing around. Come on, that's entertainment. And you brought that same spirit into this truth. Come on now. How do you think John the Baptist became such a great man that Yehoshua says, other than himself, there's not a greater man than John the Baptist? John the Baptist went off from himself. He didn't want nothing to do with the mainstream. Went out in the wilderness. So who ministered to him? It had to be the Ruach. He didn't bring his television and TV and internet out there. Favorite pastor. He went out by himself. Look at Yehoshua. He used to always break away and go up into the mountains, go up, you know, solitaire, and seek Yah's faith. I'm telling everybody under the sound of our voice, take a hiatus from these ministries. Seek the Father. Say, seek him while he may be found. Seek him. Cry out to him.
seek them for yourself. Look what this scripture say. Elder, let me read this one scripture, and I'm out of here.
Go ahead, Elder. Go ahead.
This one scripture says, this is in Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 11 is just a start. That's not the meat of it. The meat is actually getting to like verse 12. But I got to start in verse 11. It says, concerning this, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain. Oh, and I'm reading out the Amplified version.
Okay.
A little bit better to understand. Since ye have become, since ye have become dull and sluggish in your spiritual hearing. How do you become dull and sluggish? By letting people do the seeking Yah for you, studying the ways of the word of Yah for you. Seeking the Ruach for you. You become dull and sluggish. Letting the internet do it for you. Okay? It says you become sluggish in your spiritual hearing and disinclined to listen. Listen what? To his spirit. You need to hear directly from Yah's spirit yourself, not a third party all the time. It says, now here's the next verse. Let's see. Verse 12. For though by this time, and this is talking about people who have been in this walk for a while, it says, for though by this time ye ought to be teachers, because of the time you have had to learn these truths, you actually need someone to still teach you again the elementary principles of Yah's word from the beginning. Just like you're a babe still. And you have come to be continually in need of milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is doctrinally inexperienced. And that's the scary part. We have so many doctrinally inexperienced people out here, even part of this great awakening. Everyone has chosen their favorite stars. It's like the celebrity teachers out there are the, you know, they're the stars, and everybody has their fan club. And I know you say, oh, but first I listen to, oh, they're different, they're true. No, take a hiatus. If they're so true, take a hiatus then and call on Yah for yourself and see if Yah can fill in some blanks for you, because that person is not Yah. See if Yah can fill in the blanks. Don't be so afraid to tune them out sometime. Okay? And it says, ye have come to be continually in need of milk and not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is doctrinally inexperienced and unskilled in the word of righteousness, such since he is a spiritual infant. You've been in this walk 2, 3, 5, 6, 8, 10 years, and you're still a spiritual infant. Something is wrong. It says, but solid food is for the spiritually mature, whose senses are trained. Now, this is how you can grow. Whose senses are trained by practice. That means you're getting involved yourself. You're initiated. You're not turning on some kind of electronic device to get triggered up. You're initiating it. Just you and Yah. Your body, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians tell you, your body is the temple of Yah. It's in you. You're a self-starter. You don't need no other, you don't need a match from somebody else. It's in you. What it says, Mashiach in you is the hope of glory. That old church phrase, say Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Ruach is in you. It's the hope of glory. It's in you. Stop being dependent. Stop being a spiritual babe. It says, but solid food is for the spiritually mature, whose senses are trained by practice to distinguish between what is morally good and what is evil. How could you distinguish between what is morally good and what is evil, and you haven't had your spiritual senses trained. Because all you're doing, you're mentally sitting in that pew, just like when you were in church, and you're being fed. You're letting a person come to your mouth with a big spoon and feed you. And Yah says you're still a spiritual infant. Take a hiatus from these ministries. Get into Yah for yourself. You don't want to be left behind, because you're not going to be able to blame your so-called teacher, your so-called celebrity online teacher, when things don't go right. And when Yah say, depart from me, you're not going to be able to blame me. And when I say that, I say that in jest. I don't mean I want Yah to say, depart from me for your life. I hope he doesn't say that for anybody who's listening to our voice. But I'm saying you can't depend on someone else. We're going to all have to stand before the judgment for ourselves. And since we're going to have to stand before the judgment for ourselves, we might as well get to know the one who's going to do the judging for ourselves. We don't need a third party for that. Hallelujah, Elder. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, and just to back up what you're talking about, I want to just read these scriptures, and I believe we can get ready to get out of here. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting with verse 8, it says, for bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but reverence is profitable for all, having promise of the present life and of that which is to come. In other words, reverence, study, listen to Yah for yourself, you know, and reverence Yah. You see, trust him, because it says in verse 9, trustworthy is the word, and worth of all acceptance. You see, it is for this that we labor and struggle, because we trust in the living Yah, who is the Savior of all men, particularly of those who believe. You see, and so that's why we're doing this, because it tells us command and teach these matters. You see, so that way we don't have to, you know, we trust Yah. You know, sometimes because you get in His Word, He speaks to you. And these things are the things that sticks to you, that is written on the two tables of your brains, you see? And that's what you want to do, because that way you're out there running into some things that are difficult, then these words are the words that's going to come back and help you make the correct decisions about any situation that you find yourself in, okay? And so that's what we want to do. And move on over to 1 Timothy chapter 6, in verse 6, it says, but reverence with contentment is great gain. Okay? That's why we want to talk this stuff, because we know Yah is standing there waiting for you to come to Him. Trust Him, because He knows whether or not you are out there trusting something else other than Him. Okay? And so that's why we are teaching these things. And over here in Titus chapter 3, verse 8, trustworthy is the word. There it is again. And in this regard, I wish you to strongly affirm that those who have believed in Yah should keep their minds on maintaining good works. This is good and profitable to men. Okay? So let's do that, because when you constantly, when you study the word for yourself, these are things that are, you know, changing your mind. You're renewing your mind, because you all sit there alone, just you and Yah, you see? And He's speaking to you, and that's what you need, because that's what, you know, again, like He said, you know, I'm not doubting too many. I mean, people, you can learn from others, that's for sure, you know? But you got to make sure you put forth the effort for yourself, okay? Don't depend on somebody else to do it for you, you know, save yourself. I believe that's what the word says, you know, save yourself from this wicked generation, you know, because things are wicked now. You know, it is. And so that's why we really have to make sure we are on top of things now, especially for our salvation, because, boy, it's so close. It is. So, hey, with that, Elder, okay, we can go ahead and say our shaloms, unless you got another word, something else you want to come in with, say?
Okay. Oh, no, I'm good for tonight. Hallelujah.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Well, let me go ahead and go back to one of my old friends. I used to love her singing, and I still do. So let's go ahead and close out with one of her set-apart tunes here. Let me go ahead and go. All right, then. We're going to say shalom, shalom, family. And we will
shalom,
be back.
Friend.
The elders. We're the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. We'll be back next Tuesday with another exciting word from Yah, okay? Because that's what we do here. We trust in the word ourselves, and we try to bring people, point people to Yah through his word, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. May Yah bless and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and show favor to you in Yahushua's name. All right. Sister D. Yeah, she was, I always liked her love her singing. She's really
good.
Oh,
man, I miss those old songs from Israelite Heritage.
Yeah,
those
I
are
know.
Nice songs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well,
all
you're
right.
all going to have to give us copies of some of those old songs. That one and me and Maisha, we really like this other one. I think she does it too. What did it say? The king. Oh my goodness, it slipped my tongue. Oh my goodness, it slipped my tongue. I'm gonna tell you about it. I know you and Ema have it. Y'all have it.
Is it by the kingdom?
It's not, yeah, I think it's by the same one. In the kingdom, it says something about in the kingdom.
Oh yeah, that kingdom come. Yeah. I got that. Sure do. So sure, we could definitely get that to you, you know, ASAP, okay? And in the meantime, I was trying to locate it right now. I would go on and close us out with that last one, make it the last song if I could get to it. But it's one of those, here we go. Okay, we're going to close it out with this one here. I know this is different, but we're going to do it, okay? Since you mentioned that.
All right.
From that time, Jehoshua began to teach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Okay, so we're gonna get ready to close on out.
Okay,
it's been good.
I'll get with you this weekend, and we can talk about how you can send me those songs.
Okay, sure will. Get them right out to you.
All right.
Shalom, shalom, family. All right, see you next week.
All right.
Bye bye.